Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Here in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, we have living creatures, living ones in the literal Greek. These living ones are distinguished from regular angels found in chapter 5. These living ones are distinguished from the redeemed believers in chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. These living ones are distinguished from the cherubim in Ezekiel chapter 1 and the seraphim in Isaiah chapter 6. These living ones have been created by the Lord to give him praise throughout eternity, for he is worthy of the praise, worthy of inexhaustible praise. And the only way to demonstrate how worthy he is to have living creatures whose sole purpose is to give God continual, consistent, and constant praise. These living ones, these living creatures, right now as we speak, they are bowing down, prostrate, and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which is and which was and which is to come. Right now, as we speak, they are giving God the praise. They are giving God the glory consistently, constantly, continually, unceasingly, for he is worthy of inexhaustible praise. Individuals today have no problem expressing themselves at sporting events, at musical concerts, losing their voice in their expression, not concerned about who's watching, not concerned about who's observing them, not ashamed to express themselves. But will anybody today give God the praise? Will anybody today not be concerned about who's watching? Will anybody today express themselves in the Lord? For he is worthy to be praised. Oh, that men would praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Psalm 22, verse 22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise him as creator. Praise him as redeemer. Praise him for his mercy and grace and deliverance. Praise him for saving our soul through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise him for everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Praise him for who he is. Scripture teaches, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.